Is your morning routine the exact same every single day? Does it take many hours to get ready in the morning? Not because you spend too long looking at yourself in front of the mirror, but because you find yourself doing the same things over and over again. Do you set more than 3 alarms each morning, brush your teeth over and over, and shampoo your hair 6 times? Do you put your clothes on and take your clothes off constantly? Do you check the stove 5 times to make sure you turned it off after you cooked your eggs? And do you turn your car on and off 3 times before you begin driving? If this sounds familiar, then you may be suffering from obsessive compulsive disorder. Obsessive compulsive disorder can also be referred to as OCD. If you think you may be suffering from OCD, it is important, before jumping to this conclusion, that you see a doctor for a diagnosis. For now, I can help to give you some information that will hopefully leave you with some type of peace. OCD is an anxiety disorder. There are 2 different parts of OCD that you should understand. The first part is obsessive, and the second part is compulsive. The Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, or otherwise referred to as the DSM, explains the meaning of compulsive as, quote, thoughts, impulses, or images, end quote, which are continuous and constant. It's important to understand that it is not your fault, and that you're not creating these thoughts and images. It is common and often for individuals with OCD to feel like they do not have control over their thoughts and actions. The second part of OCD that you should understand is compulsive. What is compulsive? The DSM states that compulsive can be understood as, quote, repetitive behaviors such as hand washing, ordering, checking, or mental acts such as praying, counting, repeating words silently, which the person feels driven to perform in response to an obsession, end quote. Oftentimes these behaviors occur in hopes of preventing another repetitive behavior. Do you ever wonder who has OCD or how many people have OCD? This would be called prevalence. Prevalence is the number of people in a certain group who have been diagnosed with a disorder. So for instance, how many people suffer from OCD? Well, current studies show that around 3 million Americans from the age of 18 to 54 may have OCD. According to the anxiety disorders, quote, as many as 1 in 100 children may suffer from OCD. The peak for diagnosis of OCD in children is 10 years old, although it can strike children as young as 2 or 3 years old. Boys are more likely to develop OCD before puberty, while girls tend to develop it during adolescence. OCD tends to occur in families, end quote. Although OCD is equally found in both male and female adults, males tend to have OCD experiences before women. This may lead you to think that more males have OCD than females, which is not true. There was a study that was conducted in order to understand the prevalence of OCD in children and adolescents. It was discovered that many of the children who participated in the study may have shown signs of OCD at a young age, but then lost those signs by the time they were in the 8th grade. Please, no one understand that you're not alone. People young and old suffer from OCD, and it is comforting to know that there are different ways to deal with OCD. What are the symptoms of OCD? OCD symptoms can take up a lot of time in your day. It can cause you to take longer when dealing with your day-to-day routine, which may be either at your school or even in your job. OCD can affect your relationships that you have with people. These people can be your colleagues, professors, family members, or any type of relationship that you may have. It can be frustrating and confusing when you feel as though you are constantly trying to complete a task, but you're unable to do it in a timely manner. It's also upsetting when your disorder begins to interfere in your personal and professional relationships. Well, making sure that you have things in the exact, correct order and that they're perfectly proportioned is another symptom of OCD. When suffering from OCD, oftentimes you collect items and are unable to get rid of things that you no longer use. These symptoms can seem so frustrating at times that you may find yourself turning toward addictive substances to ease your difficulties of living with OCD. This is not a good treatment when dealing with OCD, but there are healthy and helpful treatments that you can seek in order to help cope with the disorder. If you suffer from OCD, or think you may suffer from OCD, please know that there are many different places where you can seek treatment and support. There are different support groups you can join, but also keep in mind the reliable information and different groups that do exist on the internet. Make sure that the information you read is correct and it is steering you in the right direction. Please be mindful of the people or different doctors that you choose to work with so that you can establish a trusting relationship. A good relationship with your doctor is very important. You may wonder if there are any drugs or medication that you can take to help with OCD. There are different medications that can be used to help with OCD. Several medications that are used are called antidepressants. Many people who suffer from OCD have a healthy response to treatment. They also respond well to therapy. Another important treatment to consider is a stress management technique. This treatment can help to soothe the patient. The National Institute of Mental Health asks you to please keep in mind that, quote, caffeine, certain illicit drugs, and even some over-the-counter medications can aggravate the symptoms of anxiety disorders, and they should be avoided, end quote. Treatment is a very important thing to consider, and remember how important this advice is on how treatment can be helpful when suffering from OCD. So if you think you may be suffering from an anxiety disorder, specifically obsessive-compulsive disorder, please take into consideration the information I've provided. Also, keep in mind the importance of receiving a diagnosis from a doctor. Find comfort in knowing that much research has been done to help with the treatment of OCD, and know that more research is being conducted to better understand OCD and various treatment methods. The materials included in this podcast came from several sources. The sources were the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, 2000, Anxiety Disorders from Association of America, 2008, Conditions from Psych, 2007, National Institute of Health, Obsessive Compulsive Disorder, 2008, How to Get Help for Anxiety Disorders, National Institute of Mental Health, 2008. Medication from Obsessive Compulsive Foundation, 2008. Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, a Comprehensive Textbook by Lewis, 2002. Obsessive Compulsive Disorder, What It Is and How to Treat It, 2006.